I'm afraid that this discussion has forced us, it will force us to continue. Thank goodness we don't have much more to go, but we will end up finishing the adoption of this report without interpretation. I deeply regret that, and I am very sorry about it. We will try to find a solution, perhaps based on what Mexico just said. Your indulgence, please, for one moment. I'm very sorry, delegates, very sorry. Mexico, could you please repeat your suggestion again, a little slow, more slowly this time? Thank you. And you may, if possible, try again in English, because I think we're losing interpretation soon. But please, just slowly in Spanish, as you wish.
Gracias, señora Presidente. Podríamos empezar el párrafo con retomando las propuestas hechas por el coordinador de Latinoamérica y Caribe. Muchas delegaciones apoyaron la propuesta de concentrar, y nada más era la propuesta de iniciar el párrafo con retomando lo dicho por.
If delegates, you can accept the suggestion by the coordinator for Latin America and the Caribbean. We would start, I think we're at 264, right? Or reflecting on the proposal made earlier by the coordinator for Latin America and the Caribbean. Because we just record that the coordinator made this intervention, as she had said. Then we continue with the sentence as it is written. Coordinator agrees. And everyone else is tired. I hope this can be the solution then. Can we accept that and move on? Thank you, Brazil. You wish another intervention on 264? No. Thank you. Then let's go on to, we were finishing up with 270, 271, and 272. On these paragraphs, Brazil, your comments, please.
Thank you, ma'am. My delegation would like to strike the country of Brazil of the note of reservation.
Thank you. Are there any more comments, please? Do I see any more flags? I see Iran. Iran, please.
Intervention made by Brazil. Iran is agree with that.
Iran is deleted. Argentina, it looks like we're getting to delete the entire paragraph. Argentina, are you making the same point? Then I suggest we just delete the paragraph because there's nothing left in it. We will delete paragraph 272. Are there comments on? I see no other comments. We will take then that section completed, and we will now turn to other matters. 273, 274, any comments, please? India.
Thank you, Madam Chair. We seem to recollect that the Chair made a proposal which was accepted by the Commission, which doesn't seem to have got reflected here. And if you will, we could propose a line. This is 273 bis. The Commission agreed to recommend to the Codex Committee on Food Hygiene to consider selecting and prioritizing additional list of fruits and vegetables for scientific advice from FAO-WHO.
Thank you very much. India, our notes reflect that the Chair did make that statement, but there was no discussion and no acceptance of that beyond that. I'm sorry. Thank you very much. And as you are leaving, you won't be here for my final thanks or our final thanks, so please accept our thanks for the work you've done. We do appreciate it. So we will not take that point then, India. I have the flags of Senegal and China. Senegal, please.
Merci, Madame la Présidente. C'est pour le paragraphe 273. Les gens se préoccupent beaucoup des résidus. On lit? OK. Bon, paragraph 273. I want to modify, okay? The last line.
Can you give us the paragraph in English?
Okay, paragraph 273.
Excellent.
Okay, excellent. Okay. Okay, the last line, just after veterinaire in the French text. Comment on dit un point encore? Comment? Ok. La phrase unie, médicament vétérinaire, point. Terminé. Dans la nourriture, c'est pas la peine. It is not necessary to say in the food. Ok? food exposition and after in food.
Thank you, Senegal. You appear to have found a problem in translation, because it is a problem in translation. We will address it in the French. Yes. Yes, sir. We will address it in the French text. Thank you very much. China, please.
The speech is very simple. Because the sentence, last but one, here emphasizes that China and FAO and WHO would also undertake a review with priority. So I would like to know that this review is before evaluation, before Jakarta evaluation to Chinese data or after. Thank you.
Thank you, China. It appears that this text is discussing another matter. That sentence, not ractopamine. There are no more comments on 273 and 274, then they are adopted. Sorry, WHO, Representative WHO, please, patience.
Thank you, Madam in the chair. Dr. Shuns, who was representing WHO, had to leave, and he left me some notes to modify the last line of paragraph 274. After CAC/32inf/3, would like the last part of that sentence to read, and indicated that WHO and FAO contribution did not include staff costs. He indicated that that was what he meant when he spoke, and this is in consultation with FAO. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Representative for WHO. That is correct. I see no other flags. Let's turn to 275, 276. Any comments, please? Sweden.
Thank you, Madam Chair. In an attempt to make the report shorter, we would like to delete one word from the second last line of paragraph 275. So the line would read, be lost and suggested that members of the Commission bring these issues to the attention of relevant Codex committees. Delete the word could. Thank you.
I think we can take that on board. Thank you, Sweden. Are there any other comments on these two paragraphs? I see no flags. They are adopted. Appointment of regional coordinators, 277, and the list. Any comments? Indonesia.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Our comment is concerned on the fourth line of this paragraph. It's written 2010. In my understanding, it's 2011. Which one is correct? Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you very much. Indonesia, you are correct. We will make that change. Thank you. Are there any other changes, any other comments? I see none. 277 is adopted. 278, are there any comments? I see no comments. 278 is adopted. 279 through 281, those three paragraphs, are there any comments, please? I see no comments. They are adopted. 282 and the list. Are there any comments? I see no comments. That paragraph is adopted. 283, 284, 285. Any comments, please? I see no comments. They are adopted. Thank you very much. Thank you very much, delegates. The last item on our list is the text you have before you, amendments to the procedural manual, which we will take by appendix. If there are any factual changes that need to be made, please point them out. We'll take first appendix 2, amendments to the procedural manual. Any comments, please? See no comments. That appendix is adopted. Appendix 3, part 1, part 2, part 3, part 4. Are there any points that need to be raised? United Kingdom, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I've just noticed a number of different spellings for erythrosin, sometimes without an E, sometimes with a different spelling on the other side, just to say that should be checked. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will check it. Any other comments on this appendix? It's four parts. I see no flags. It is adopted. Appendix 4. Are there any comments? I see no flags. It is adopted. Appendix 5. Comments, please. It is adopted. Appendix 6. Comments, please. No comments. It is adopted. Appendix 7. Any comments, please? Comments. It is adopted. Appendix 8. Comments. No comments. It is adopted. And that brings us to the end. I think it's too late almost.
Well, you can take it.
Delegates, we are just about finished. I have a few comments to make and some final notes, some thank yous, and then a special recognition. As we reflected at the beginning of this week, we're charged with protecting the health of consumers around the world and protecting and ensuring fair practices in food trade. We have done a great deal of work this week, and the work we've done will be far-reaching. and will have positive impact on products consumed around the world, the safety of them, and the health of countless people. I had high expectations for our work this year that we might be able to accomplish, and the positive spirit I hoped we could have when conducting this work, and I thank you, delegates, for your tireless efforts to meet those goals. I think we worked effectively to achieve a great deal. We didn't shy away from difficult issues, and the task set before us by the ambitious agenda we undertook, you should be proud, I think, that we have really begun to take steps towards helping Codex be the Codex that the world needs it to be. There are many people to thank. The interpreters and their staff who have now gone, the translation team who worked overnight, the staff of the conference facilities, including the messengers in this room, many technicians, audio, video, and light, the security service, the printing staff, catering service, our FAO and WHO colleagues, including our legal officers, the team of consultants who has prepared papers for us, and all the staff, the professional staff of the Codex Secretariat, technical and administrative. I would like to note in my penultimate statement that a Belgian delegate, Charles Kremer, is attending his last session. His first session that he attended was in 1976. That is quite a record of commitment. So I think he deserves a round of applause. My last comment goes to the sometimes difficult discussions we have had. They have been difficult. They have been sometimes emotional. But I think they are discussions that we have to have because they concern issues that we must deal with. And we should take that we have the ability to have these discussions as a positive thing. And I'll just close with a note, a brief line of poetry, actually, from a great Canadian poet and songwriter, Leonard Cohen, who said, "Ring the bells that still can ring. Forget your perfect offering. There is a crack in everything. That's how the light gets in." Thank you, delegates. We'll see you next year.